Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Gamelan adalah ensemble musik tradisional dari Indonesia yang terdiri dari berbagai instrumen perkusi. Tidak hanya dimainkan oleh orang Indonesia, di Australia, gamelan juga diminati oleh musisi yang bukan berasal dari diaspora Indonesia, seperti Myra Stephens, seorang pemain saksofon, komposer, dan guru musik yang menemukan cinta pada gamelan Bali. Apa yang membuat gamelan begitu menarik bagi musisi barat ini? Dan apa rencana ke depan Myra yang memadukan gamelan dengan saksofon? Simak liputan kami.
Hi, I'm Myra Stephens. So I'm a saxophonist. I studied classical music, classical Western music, and I'm also a composer and saxophone teacher.
Myra mulai belajar musik dari bermain suling di sekolah dasar. Kemudian beralih ke klarinet dan saksofon di sekolah menengah. Ia menyelesaikan pendidikan tinggi di bidang musik di Melbourne dan di Europe.
I started by playing recorder in primary school, so a lot of Australians have that experience. And then in high school, I started playing clarinet and saxophone, and I was quite heavily involved in our community concert bands. After that, I had fantastic music teachers throughout my life, and they really inspired me to become a music teacher. So I went to do a Bachelor of Music at Melbourne Conservatorium. So I studied there, and then I've also done a year studying overseas in Europe as well. And then also just started picking up students and being involved in that, just practicing as much as I can and being involved in as many projects as possible as well. A lot of my students are high school age students or late primary school. I've also taught people up to retirees. With saxophone, it's a little hard to teach younger students because they generally aren't big enough to hold the instrument. There are some ways around it depending on what they're wanting to play. But yeah, I meet so many people who go, oh, I really would have loved to play saxophone as a kid, but think that they can't do it as an adult. But absolutely, like, adults can definitely learn to play. It's not out of the realm of possibility. So I teach anybody who decides that they want to and is willing to give it a crack.
Myra pertama kali melihat gamelan secara kebetulan. Saat itu, ia sedang berjalan melewati sebuah studio musik dan melihat gamelan dari jendela. Ini terjadi beberapa tahun lalu. Kemudian, ia bergabung dengan grup gamelan Dananda. Dan sekarang ia sudah bermain gamelan sekitar 3.5 tahun.
Yes, I also play gamelan as well as saxophone. I play gamelan with Gamelan Dananda. I've been playing for about 3 years, but I've just had a bit of time off in between, and I'm really happy to be back. Well, I first got intrigued because I was walking past the studio and often saw the beautiful instruments through the window. So this was during lockdown time. And after that, I was like, oh, I really want to join when we're able to. And so I joined and I just absolutely fell in love with the music. And then I suppose the first time I heard it performed was when I was performing, which maybe is a bit of an unusual situation. I haven't visited Bali yet, but that is 100% on the list. So hopefully I can see it there sometime soon.
Menurut Myra, gamelan berbeda dengan musik klasik barat dalam hal aksesibilitas. Dalam gamelan, pemain berpengalaman dan pemula dapat bermain bersama dalam satu grup. Sedangkan musik klasik memerlukan latihan bertahun-tahun sebelum seseorang dapat bergabung dalam ensemble.
As you mentioned, it's very different to Western classical music in so many ways. And I think that's very fascinating. But also, I really enjoy the community aspect that we can have with gamelan, whereas you can have master players next to complete beginners and the whole ensemble works. Whereas with classical music, you could never have that. It would be, you have to spend years and years and years learning your instrument. Whereas to even be in that kind of realm, whereas with gamelan, you can just jump in and join. And I think that the accessibility and the community part of it is fantastic.
Minat Myra untuk mengetahui lebih dalam tentang komunitas Indonesia berkembang melalui partisipasinya dalam musik gamelan. Ia merasa bahwa sebagai orang Australia dari budaya Anglo-Saxon, kadang terasa ada jarak dengan komunitas multikultural lainnya di Australia, dan gamelan membantu mengurangi jarak tersebut.
Well, I think my interest comes from participating in the music, and from that perspective, I've been able to experience more of the community, and I think it's, I've also really, really enjoyed being able to learn more about Indonesian culture and have a role to play within cultural events, whether it's concerts or religious ceremonies when we're playing gamelan there. As an Australian with a white background, like, often it feels like there's a distance between the multicultural aspects of within Australia. And I feel like this is a really beautiful way to bridge those seemingly divides and make the distances smaller and have more participation within different parts of our communities.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Lalu, Myra mengatakan bahwa meskipun banyak orang Australia berlibur ke Bali, pengetahuan mereka tentang budaya Bali seringkali terbatas. Ia berpendapat bahwa gamelan dapat memperkenalkan aspek budaya Bali yang lebih mendalam kepada masyarakat Australia.
We often hear of, oh, I went for a holiday to Bali, but often that's where the knowledge, I feel, stops. I mean, unless you're the person that went and engaged in seeing music, often I talk to people and they're like, oh, yeah, I saw gamelan in Bali. But I think for the wider community who aren't going and visiting and kind of engaging in that, there can be a bit of a lack of knowledge. It's famous, but perhaps not to the depth that it could be. And I think it's really beautiful to be able to bring a little bit more depth into Australia about Balinese culture.
Grup gamelan Myra, Gamelan Dananda, tampil lumayan sering. Mereka tampil dalam berbagai kesempatan seperti konser mandiri, acara bersama grup gamelan lain di Melbourne, upacara keagamaan komunitas Bali, dan festival musik.
It's quite regular with Gamelan Dananda. Maybe once a month or once every month and a half, that we tend to have gigs quite regularly. Sometimes we have our own self-produced gigs that John and Jeremy do a fantastic job of organising. They also organise Gathering of the Gamelans with lots of different gamelan groups from around Melbourne coming together. Sometimes we play at religious ceremonies, and so the Balinese community can kind of focus on running the ceremony. We can just be there and play, which kind of frees them up to kind of do more of those jobs. And then also we have some more professional gigs. So, for example, last year we played at Port Fairy Folk Festival, Canberra, the National Folk Festival, and things like that. So it's a very wide variety of performance opportunities within this group, which I think is fantastic. And there's something for the people who, I just want to sit up and play jublag at the back and have a nice slow part. There's parts for the people who want to be speed demons and play super fast. And also for the people who have like a desire to play to a really high standard or just be like a bit more chill, there's a lot of opportunities for everybody to have what they want from the orchestra.
Sejauh ini, Myra mengatakan bahwa ia mengalami momen berkesan selama bermain gamelan, seperti kunjungan guru gamelan dari Bali, pertunjukan di Festival Musik Nasional, dan momen-momen saat bermain di mana semua anggota grup larut dalam musik dan bermain secara harmonis.
Of course, any time that we have Yande and Putu visiting, is our teacher's teacher coming over from Bali, that's just incredible. We learn so much in those instances. They've got so much expertise and knowledge that they come and share with us, which is fantastic. I think playing at, for example, Port Fairy Folk Festival and National Folk Festival have been really big highlights to be part of bringing Balinese gamelan into a wider Australian community beyond just in Melbourne has been really lovely. In terms of the moments in the music itself, I think it's when you can kind of get absorbed in the sound, in the interlocking parts, and it feels like we're all playing one as one rather than just, oh, I'm playing my part over here. But when everything kind of settles and everyone's focus is in the sound, I think that can be a really special and really memorable moment when we're playing and practicing. Some festivals we play outside. So there was Canberra recently, Port Ferry, which is like 3 hours out of Melbourne, I think, wherever the gigs take us, I suppose. But mostly based in Melbourne.
Kemudian, Maira mengatakan ia sedang mengeksplorasi kemungkinan kolaborasi antara saksofon dan gamelan. Ia menemukan cara memainkan tangga nada gamelan pada saksofon dan berharap dapat menciptakan komposisi yang menggabungkan kedua instrumen tersebut.
Of course, there are so many differences. In the end, music is music, and we have it's all sound. So I suppose to that extent, they're the same, but I don't know, I have ideas for a saxophone gamelan collaboration. There's a way you can play the scale from gamelan on saxophone with some alternate fingerings, so I think that could be quite interesting. I suppose a link that I've found is playing gamelan has been really great for my sense of rhythm, because it's so much about that. Yeah, absolutely. I've been thinking about this for a little while, about how we can kind of combine the two instruments, and I've had a little bit of a noodle on with saxophone, working out the scale, because the gamelan isn't in Western tuning, of course, and saxophone has a little bit of flexibility to be able to change the pitches that we're at. I would love to write a saxophone ensemble and gamelan collaboration piece, but still working on some ideas for them.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.